This is AFN Bahrain's Daily Bahrain Beat. My Navy HR is continuing its efforts to implement the Navy Personnel and Pay System, which combines personnel and pay functions into one system for both active and reserve sailors. With NP2, a sailor's personnel transactions will automatically trigger a pay transaction, enable 24/7 self-service, and pay support for sailors to perform personnel actions, providing increased transparency and the ability to track cases in real time. NP2 is scheduled to debut in fiscal year 2022. Vice Admiral John Noel took to My Navy HR's Facebook page to promote the Navy's Health of the Force survey and discuss what purpose it serves.
This is a critical tool for us to gain insights into what is most important to you and how we can improve the Navy as a whole. Participating in this survey is completely voluntary, but I highly encourage all of my active duty shipmates, especially our junior enlisted and junior officers, to participate.
This survey is being conducted by OpNav N1 on behalf of the Chief of Navy Personnel. The purpose of this effort is to gather sailor feedback on careers and experience in the Navy. Armed Forces Entertainment is touring with 5 U.S. Olympic medalists to various U.S. military bases around the world. This week, they are visiting Naval Support Activity Bahrain for a meet and greet as well as free sports clinics on September 29th. Olympic medalists include Steele Johnson, Natasha Kai, Logan Tom, and more. Service members must be fully immunized to participate in these events. Reporting from Naval Support Activity Bahrain, I'm Petty Officer Sean Byrne.